This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Homelessness is a problem in the United States that affects every state, and Vermont is no exception. But a new model of handling homelessness called Housing First is getting a lot of attention lately because it not only helps get people off the streets, it also saves money. It's also perhaps somewhat counterintuitive when you first hear how Housing First works. But it's been in use in Vermont for a few years now through the group Pathways Vermont, and they say the approach works like no other. And I'm here in the offices of Pathways Vermont with Executive Director Hillary Melton. Hillary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how has homelessness been dealt with most commonly in the past, and how is Housing First different?
We have a long history in this country of trying to support people to get better in order to get housing. It's a kind of staircase analogy of moving from streets into shelters, from shelters to transitional housing, to treatment programs, and then finally into permanent housing. And we found over the years that, in fact, that model does not work. And the results and the research that has followed, it's two decades worth of research, has shown that what ends homelessness is housing. And then if you provide the services after that and tailor it to people's needs, that's the most effective bang for our dollar to support people to get out of this horrible cycle of homelessness.
So Housing First is quite literally housing first. Get these people in housing. It's not temporary housing.
You're
putting them into a home.
Permanent housing.
Now, you know, I can hear people already sort of hearing this and saying, well, wait a second. Giving homeless people housing teaches them nothing. It rewards whatever behavior might have led to their problems that had them on the streets in the first place. Why does giving people housing work?
You know, if you're living on the street or you're homeless, it's impossible to get better and do the things that people are asking that you do. And for people who are challenged by homelessness, there's sleep deprivation, not knowing where you're going to be. That kind of pressure that being homeless brings onto a person is enormous.
So when you think about, like, you know, you have to get a job to stay in your house.
Yes.
Well, if you're in temporary shelters, how do you get your resume together? How do you get the clothes you need to get to a job interview, look presentable, et cetera?
Yes. So those are the good reasons why it works. I think why it's become so effective nationally and internationally, and why HUD, why the Veterans Administration, why the Interagency Council on Homelessness, why people have taken on Housing First, is because it's effective and it's cheaper. So I'll give you an example. Do you want a financial example?
I'd love it, because I think a lot of people are going to be saying also, how in the world can this be cheaper if the state, for example, is having to provide actual housing for these people, plus the utilities, everything that they need? How can that work out to be cheaper?
Pathways Vermont was part of a five-year demonstration grant to see if Housing First would work in Vermont. So we have a lot of research and data related to this last 5 years. And in one cohort, we had we looked at 129 people, and we looked at where they were in the costs of their care. Or 6 months after being housed, that number dropped by, you know, it's over $1 million total, but the prison's costs went from $700,000 to $200,000. The motel costs went from $155,000 to $43,000. The $1 million for psychiatric hospitalization dropped to $1,500. So $1 million on psychiatric hospitalization versus $1,500 on people living in the community. How can we not look at those numbers and make decisions based on those numbers? You know, we're already spending an enormous amount of money on the same population, and we can do it better, cheaper.
Where is this housing happening in Vermont?
We have a scattered site model, which means we have apartments in the community. In 5 years, we've housed about 250 people. There's about 160 of those were what people fall in the category of chronically homeless, which means they have long periods of homelessness. And we've put them in scattered site apartments around the state with local landlords.
Housing First may not have had much attention here in Vermont, but it's been written about in the New Yorker. They talked about a big success in Utah, which surprised a lot of people because it was thought of as a conservative state where this may not be done, but it's been working there. The Economist wrote about it in a town in Canada that's cleared their Housing First waiting list completely. Do you think these success stories, and perhaps Vermont as well, could mean that this could replace the traditional approach to homelessness around the country?
I think it has already. At least policy and funding people are all, everybody is saying housing first. So I think it has. It's how do you catch the system up to that? And it's not easy at face value. If you're saying that you're not asking people about their credit history, you're not requiring that people be sober, you're not requiring that people have what they call, in my air quotes, treatment compliance. You're just taking people at face value that they are homeless, and what cures homelessness is housing. And I think Housing First is successful, but it also doesn't capture everybody. And I think there's some detractors. Let's say out of the group of people that we serve, we take 100 of the people that we've served, there's an 85% retention rate, meaning that they do not go back to homelessness. But there's 15% of people that do. So there's a 15% of people that at that first shot at it don't do so well. Where do you think the coverage is, or what do you think people talk about? People talk about the 15% that aren't doing well, and don't look at the 85% of the people and the 160 people that were chronically homeless that you don't see anymore on the streets. We're spending a lot of money. Now, people say, where are we going to get the money to help homeless people? We're already spending it. We're just, how can we spend it in ways that are cheaper and better for people and will help end homelessness?
Hillary Melton is the executive director of Pathways Vermont. Thank you so much for inviting us here today to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.